This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning and welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we're going to be talking about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Lots of activities going on. We're going to be talking about theater programs. We're going to be talking about things on the Greenway. Who knows what adventures might be lurking out there through the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. And Terry Womack is with us. Among many, many others. We'll be hearing from everybody this morning. But Terry, good morning to you.
Hey, Bart.
Good to have you with us this morning.
Thank you.
And you're here to tell us, let me think, let me see if I can be that guy that was on Johnny Carson. You're going to talk about the Sunshine Players.
Well, actually, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to talk about something new I'm doing.
Something new.
Something new.
All righty.
Since they moved our office over to Cannonsburg, we're going to start.
I didn't know you moved. Okay.
I still do plays at theater, but my office is at Cannonsburg.
All righty.
And so we're going to start the Pioneer Kids.
Well, what is that?
Well, we're going to teach Pioneer Kids all about storytelling, how to do storytelling. We're going to teach them some old-time music and some old-time dance and do some arts and crafts and games with them. And so we meet every Thursday starting next Thursday after Labor Day. And it's from 3:30 to 5, and ages 9 to 15. If you're a little younger, a little older, and you're interested in Cannonsburg, we'll take you.
All righty.
It is $5 a week, but we work with your child for an hour and a half. And we have three employees that work with them and teach them a wide variety of stuff. And so it'll be an ongoing thing through December. Now, we'll be able to utilize these kids in our programs, like when Cannonsburg has Harvest Days. So they'll dress up, maybe tell stories in the buildings, or do some entertainment under the gazebo, and Christmas at Cannonsburg. And then we'll take a break for the winter, since Cannonsburg's closed in the winter, and then maybe start back in the spring and get ready for Pioneer Days, and maybe do something at Uncle Dave, who knows?
So they're going to learn about history? They're going to actually learn to be a part of it?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty neat. And in a way, I can see Terry Womack written all over this. I mean, Terry is the one who got the Sunshine Players started. So a little theatrical, storytelling, things of that sort.
Yeah, we just finished a really good play this past weekend, Dear Edwina Jr. We do have some acting classes that are starting up September the 10th. We have beginners, which are ages 6, as long as you can read, 6 to 10, and then 11 to 17.
Alrighty.
And they meet on Mondays, and so you can call the office. My number's, I always have to remember, 867-7244. It's Cultural Arts Office. And then registration is at Patterson Sportscom in the main office. It's $25 for 8 weeks if you're a member of the Sunshine Players, which is a $25 membership.
And that's a great organization to be a part of.
So, yeah.
Youngsters can really, you know, learn a lot from that.
We've had a lot of kids go on to be bigger and better stars and, you know, people majoring in all forms of the arts industry and things like that. So,
but even better than that, I think it's great to go on and be a star, but it gives them confidence and shows them how to work together as a team.
Yeah, we have a lot of kids that grew up to be history professors, but they say Sunshine Players was the best time of their lives. They met their friends there. They learn how to do public speaking. Mm-hmm. You know, they build some confidence in themselves. So,
and Chris Young
got
Chris Young started. Started there. We have some other actor Molly Robertson. Mm-hmm. Is in
how's
New
she
York.
Doing? I haven't.
She's
heard.
In New York acting.
Okay.
Tara Crowell is in New York acting. Eric Smith's out in L.A. So we have several that have gone on. Justin Burdett and Ian Hunter in New York. They were Sunshine players. So mm-hmm. Elizabeth was a Sunshine player. She works for me. She's going to Chicago next Christmas. I'll be sad.
but all going on to bigger things. So.
Bigger and better things. Mm-hmm. I had a girl on Facebook contact me. She's a film director in North Carolina. And she said, "You remember me, Miss Terry? My first play was Peter Cottontail." Yes, I remember. So we've been doing it for 24 years. So, yes, I've seen quite a few children come through the ranks. And right now we have about 50 members on our roster, and we'll probably get more. I'll be back in September, or I'll send information with Becky to talk mm-hmm. about auditions for our Christmas shows that we're doing. So.
Okay.
But
what's the phone number again for Pioneer Kids?
867-7244.
Okay.
And while I'm on Cannonsburg, I told Sheila I'd talk about, she's doing something called Terrific Tuesdays mm-hmm. At 2 o'clock, so she's looking kind of for the homeschool age kids. Mm-hmm. But every Tuesday they're going to be doing things like butter churning, quilting, blacksmithing, games day, a fall tea, craft, history, Cannonsburg, yarn dolls, pitch a tent, campfire, things like that.
Stepping back in history again.
Right. So she'll take them on Tuesdays. We'll take them on Thursday. So we got plenty for kids to do at Cannonsburg, which is a really cool
place. Oh, it's phenomenal.
She's also, if you're not the kid size but the adult size, you can come on Thursdays and Saturdays and play cornhole and have coffee.
Mm-hmm. And that's for adults, it sounds
that's
like.
That's for adults, yes.
Or you're starting kids on the bad habit one.
Well, it's at 9 a.m., so I don't know how many kids at 9 a.m. would be tossing, you know, for cornhole.
Right.
But it's a lot of fun. And then, of course, Harvest Days is coming up in October. And then the third Friday night of the month, they have their concert series. So Cannonsburg's got a lot going on. Cultural Arts has a lot going on at Cannonsburg and mm-hmm. everywhere else. So,
and if people are not familiar with Cannonsburg, and there may be some because we have so many new people moving in,
you'd be surprised how many people go, "Oh, I've never been here."
And tell people what they're going to find, and what's the thought behind Cannonsburg.
Cannonsburg was put together in 1976, I believe. It was a thing for the bicentennial of Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
and they brought in old buildings from all across the county and stuff, and so it's sort of a replica of how life might have been somewhere around the 1880s to the 1930s. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of turn of the century. We're not as old as Oakland's mansion, because our oldest building I think is 1880s. So
it's actually a full-size village. This is not miniature.
We have a
this
grist mill, a phone operator's building, a town mm-hmm. hall. Of course, the chapel is extremely popular. People get married there all the time. There's a museum. The Art League is located there. The blacksmiths meet on Monday and Thursday. That's a really cool group.
And that's a working blacksmith
yes,
shop.
Yes, it is a working blacksmith shop, and you can go learn how to be a blacksmith and make cool things.
Mm-hmm.
The Antique Car Association is out there.
That's a neat place.
And they have some really... So that kind of brings us up to the 30s with the mm-hmm. antique car thing.
How did the name Cannonsburg come about?
Thomas Cannon, mm-hmm. I believe, was one of the founders around here. It was Mayor Westbrooks was the main focus behind Cannonsburg and putting, you know, the village together and everything. Mm-hmm. And Cannonsburg, I think, was the very first name of Murfreesboro before it got changed to Murfreesboro. So.
Didn't last long, I don't think.
But now it's memorized in time there at Cannonsburg Village, which is off of Front Street. So if you're coming down Broad, you go past West Main, and you take a right on Front Street, and there is a Greenway location there. And then
you'll find the Melinda Tate standing right there in the Greenway.
Waiting for you to walk on the Greenway. And runs beside Lytle Creek. And it's a really nice little village. You come walk through. It's open all. It's not open on Mondays, but it's open Tuesday through Sunday. I mean, you can come walk around on Monday, but the doors aren't open to the...
The stores and everything are closed.
Right.
Yeah. But what a neat place to see. And I understand one of the largest collections of antique tractors around.
We do, and we're getting a new tractor shed to put them all back under a big long shed so you'll be able to see them better. Right now they're up under the old farmer's market, but they'll be in their own little housing place. And there's a gift shop, too, at Canisburg. You can buy local artists' crafts and stuff, so it's pretty cool.
It is a very neat place, so check out Canisburg. That's on Front Street, and Front Street is just off of Broad, and it's where Uncle Dave Macon Days. If you've ever been to Uncle Dave Macon Days, you were at Canisburg, but maybe didn't realize it. So give Terry a call if you would like more information on some of those special activities. And her number is 867-7244, 867-7244. It is the great time of the year to still enjoy swimming, 76 degrees outside right now. Nikki Hensley is with us, the aquatic coordinator. And tell us what you have going.
Well, hello, Bart.
Hey.
We have the Labor Day pool party. That's going to be this Monday, this coming up Monday, September 3rd. And it is the last day of the outdoor pool, so come enjoy it. The time is 10 a.m. to 4:30. We'll have games and music and prizes, so it should really be a good time for the whole family.
Okay, Labor Day pool party this Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, are you closed for the rest of the
season? We are closed for the rest of the time. However, September 29th, we are going to have a puppy plunge. So bring out your pooches and let's go swimming. People will not be allowed in the water, but your dogs will. None of the features will be on. The slides are off. The play features are off. But the dogs can get in there and just splash around and have a good time.
Now, how has that gone in previous years?
You know, we haven't done it since we did the renovation. So this will be an experiment for us.
The first puppy plunge in the new...
In the new pool.
Okay.
But in years past, we did it at the last pool, the old pool, and it went wonderfully. It was... I've had people call me each year wanting to do it.
Do you have special puppy burgers and stuff like that? Puppy
cream? We
don't,
but we could look into that.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe a special concession stand for the puppies.
Not this year, maybe next.
Now, what are the times on the puppy plunge?
Puppy plunge is 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. September 29th.
Okay. Is that Saturday? Is that a Saturday?
It is. It's okay. A Saturday. And immediately after the puppy plunge, the aquatic staff will winterize the pool so you don't have to worry about swimming in puppy hair or puppy messes.
And will all that be gone by early January?
It will. Just in time for the polar bear plunge. You'll be in clean water.
Okay. Thank goodness. Or if you weren't, you probably wouldn't know it anyway.
Yeah, true.
Puppy plunge Saturday, September the 29th. And then this Monday, 10 a.m. until 4:30, is the big Labor Day bash at the SportsCom pool. Now, of course, the indoor pool is going to be open all the time, and so will Patterson Park.
Uh-huh, it will be. And we have a few new classes over at Patterson. We have water Zumba, and we have had people ask and ask and ask about it. So we started that this summer, but we're going to continue that throughout the rest of the year. And then over at SportsCom, we have just tons of classes that you should really look into coming to.
Now, water Zumba, is that easier on the joints or something?
Yes, absolutely. It's a little bit harder to move, though, because you're in water.
Yeah.
But it's a lot easier on your joints.
And so just all sorts of ways to stay physically fit and do it in a healthy way, thanks to the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Water Zumba.
That's right. It's
okay.
It's Monday and Wednesdays at Patterson, 5:30 to 6:30.
All righty. Anything else happening in the area of aquatics?
Other than just getting everyone back to school, no.
All righty. So if you have any questions, get with Nikki at, are you at SportsCom?
I'm at SportsCom.
Okay.
And the number there is 895-5040.
895-5040. Thank you, Nikki.
You're welcome.
Melinda Tate is with us, and she has a huge smile on her face. something big must be happening at the Greenway.
Yes, Bart. We're excited about our art festival that is coming up Saturday, September 15th. It's from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon at Old Fort Park. And we have artists from all over Middle Tennessee coming. They'll sell and display their works. There'll be oils and acrylics, watercolors, pottery, silversmithing, sculpture, glass, all kinds of very fine art. And this is a great opportunity if you like unique items for your home. This is the place to be. It's before the holidays, mm-hmm. and it's a good idea, a good way to start your gift planning, your gift shopping.
Now, this is also really a neat art festival because really quality art is available, and it's a juried show.
Yes. We have a committee that selects the artists that are participating, and so you will see the best of the Middle Tennessee artists here.
Circle that date, Saturday, September the 15th, Saturday, 10 a.m. until 4.
Yes, and we are hoping for the same weather we had last year. It was
beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you also last year had some great music, I noticed.
Yes, and this year we'll have musicians along the trail. We've got Rick Gracia, Larry Pinkerton, and some other ones that will be along the trail this year.
And the new kids' playground area.
Yes, the kids' castles. That is so popular now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many neat features to it, too.
And it's out in the open where you can see your kids are safe.
Yes.
So check it out. It's right there where the Arts Festival will be. And plenty of nice new restrooms and just a nice facility.
It is. It's a pleasant family outing.
Mm-hmm. Saturday, September the 15th, 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. What else is happening on the Greenway?
Well, we've got our Greenway 100. Again, that is where if you walk, run, bike, skip, hop, jump 100 miles on the Greenway and you have a year to do it, then
that's doable.
That's very doable. it sounds like it's a long distance, but if you have a year to do it, it's not quite as intimidating. Mm-hmm. The sign-ups will be September 1st through September 15th at SportsCom. And when you go, it's $10. Okay. You will receive a chart that you can mark off for each mile that you do. And at the end of your 100 miles, you turn your chart in and you receive a Greenway 100 t-shirt and decal for your car and a certificate. And the satisfaction of knowing you did 100 miles on the Greenway.
So these people who put 13.1 and 26.2 and all that on, you'll have one that says 100?
Yes, it says Greenway 100.
Oh, okay. You top mm-hmm. all those.
Oh, yeah.
100-mile marathon. I did it. Yep. Took me a year. So that sign-up is between September 1st and the 15th at SportsCom.
Yes.
And there is a $10 fee. And when does it begin? And you have a year after whenever it begins.
Right. They can start counting their mileage September 1st.
Okay.
All the way through August 31st next year.
Ah, okay. So sign up at SportsCom between September 1st and the 15th, and then head to the Greenway right then.
Right then.
Okay. Sounds like a winner to me. What else is happening on the Greenway?
Well, we've also got our Stroller Coasters group, and it starts next Thursday, September 6th. It's for parents with children in strollers. We'll meet at Old Fort Park at the Kids Castle area, mm-hmm. and from there we'll go a different portion of the Greenway. There's so many different ways from Old Fort Park that you can hop on the Greenway and go different directions. And we'll walk for an hour, and then if anyone who chooses, they can stay and play at Kids Castle.
Everybody would want to do that. I can't imagine anybody not wanting. Can adults play at Kids Castle?
Kids and adults, yes.
Okay. 893-1450 is our number. We'll be back and continue the conversation. We're talking this morning about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department, and we're going to continue the conversation with Melinda about the Greenway. Becky Johnson's with us. We're going to talk about a little bit of everything with Becky. Marlene Sewell also yet to come. And if you are a senior citizen, Marlene has some fun activities for you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I roamed and I rambled and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts, and all around me a voice was singing, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450. Worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
Ford of Murfreesboro is now the number one volume selling Ford truck dealer in Tennessee. Ford currently has over 100 F-150s in stock and over 50 Super Duty trucks on site. So picture yourself driving the 2012 Motor Trend Truck of the Year today. Ford has credit experts on site to get you the proper financing that won't break the bank. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro today on Northwest Broad Street at the Northfield intersection. Visit Ford online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. Looking for a new look? Update your gemstones by letting us remount your jewels into a new style. White gold, yellow gold, vintage, modern. Let Bell Jewelers help you design a special piece with your old gemstones, or let our award-winning jeweler, Bob Lanier, custom make a fabulous piece just for you.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad, across from Toots.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
From Under Armour, Shutt, and Reebok, we've got all the gear you'll need for youth football. From pants, helmets, pads, down to the gloves and mouth guards, you'll find everything you need at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Bit of congestion still around some of the accidents from earlier. Greenland Drive at Old Last Castle Spike, that's in the clearing stages. Also Fortress at Franklin in the clearing stages. I-24 making your way downtown. We had an accident there around the Old Hickory Boulevard exit there. It is still very slow. Lots of congestion through there. That's continuing to clear. Also I-24 east at mile marker 49. That's as you approach the Silliman Evans Bridge area. That's very slow also. National Flight Training offers affordable flight instruction from FAA certified instructors who work on your schedule, your pace, within your budget. On National Flight Training, 366-9192. I'm Randy Ryan with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
Across the forecast area, partly sunny skies, a high near 90. We'll have a north wind between 5 and 10. Cloud cover for tonight, low of 69 degrees. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Felluber.
Right now, 79.
This is Freedom Wiggin at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, and we have hot, delicious Otis Spunkmeyer cookies every day. Come and see us, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, and home of Otis Spunkmeyer hot, delicious cookies.
The Truman Show on WGNS.
Rutherford County, we're going to have a great show today.
Truman Jones is on, weekday mornings at 9 on WGNS.
People need hope.
Hey, welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. We're having fun this morning talking about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. And we're in the segment where we're opening up the phone lines. 893-1450. All the lines are full right now. So as you hear somebody drop off, dial quickly. 893-1450. And let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today? Hello there. Hello. Hi there. Did you have a question? Okay, well, we'll go to this line. You're on WGNS. Did you have a question?
Yes, I have a question, and you, I'm sure everybody already knows this except me, but the Greenway has grown so over the years, and I've always wondered if there's a map that, like a nice glossy, you know, trifold map that shows where the Greenway goes and the parking areas, and because I know it goes under the interstate and on out to, you know, by Barfield and that direction now. That was the only question I had, if you have a nice map.
Yes, we do. I'm glad you asked that question. The maps are available at the Chamber of Commerce and at all of the parks offices at Patterson and Barfield, SportsCom. You can also look at one online at MurfreesboroTN.gov/parks. And on the left-hand side, you'll see a tab that says Greenway, and there's a map that you can download and print off. And it shows all of the trailhead locations where you can hop on the Greenway and the distances between the trailheads, where the restrooms are. And this also brings up another point. We are in the planning stages for the next 25 years of where the Greenway will be going. And I'd like to invite the citizens of Murfreesboro to a public meeting at Patterson Park Community Center on Monday, September 10th, from 6 o'clock to 7:30 p.m. And this is an opportunity for the citizens to give input on the City of Murfreesboro's Greenway, Blueway, and Bikeway Master Plan. And this plan will determine a comprehensive citywide approach to the growth and the development of these corridors for the next 25 years.
All righty. Does that help you out?
Yes, that's exciting. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. So that's a 25-year plan into the future.
Yeah, so it's so much easier to go ahead and plan for it instead of trying to retrofit it and make it go into places where there's already development.
Any thoughts of getting the bicycles back where I know the Parks and Rec used to have yellow bicycles, was it?
We had bikes for rent. I think the logistics of it with them, the repairs, and there's some logistical issues that we're still looking at it, but until we can get those resolved.
Everybody doesn't have a bike.
Right.
So, and that's a good way to, if you do have a bike, I would imagine that's a pretty good way to see the entire Greenway.
Oh, yes, the Greenway, there are a little over 12 miles, and there are quite a few people that use the Greenway to go to work in the mornings and come home at night, yes.
I didn't realize that. So, another way to stay fit, thanks to the Greenway. Now, is it all the way out, how close is it to Barfield Park now?
We are getting very, very close. It goes to, is it Barfield Road? Mm-hmm. Is that Barfield Road right now?
Oh, it gets all the way to Barfield Road.
Yes.
Where the new Veterans Parkway, is it going in that direction? Or?
It will eventually end up at Barfield Crescent Park, and that's where we're looking at about a year and a half.
Okay. And I guess the other direction toward Walter Hill, aren't there plans to take it eventually to the Walter Hill Park?
That is all part of the master plan, the 25-year, to look and see where it needs to go and what the priorities are.
And Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation has purchased many years ago the Walter Hill Park. And also you have the cave, the Black Cat Cave, is that it?
Yes.
Any plans on Black Cat? That's a fascinating place. there's just something about it, thinking that here was a place before air conditioning was invented where people would go into this cave, and it was sort of a place where bands would play and what have you, which was the norm, I guess, maybe in the 20s and 30s. There was Dunbar Cave, where Roy Acuff got started, up in the Clarksville area. Up in McMinnville, the Cumberland Caverns had a night spot in them. And in Murfreesboro, right across from the VA hospital, in a clump of trees that nobody knows is there, is Black Cat Cave, and Murfreesboro Parks owns that. I mean, that's history. Any thoughts on what you can do with that?
I'm not sure if there's actual plans in place. Lanny Goodwin, our director, kind of keeps stuff in his cuff a lot. So I'm not sure what they would be. Right now, it's not open to the public for safety issues and concerns. So I think those are the kinds of things that would really need to be considered before we can even contemplate what we could do.
History. And that's what the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department is so great at doing, and that's preserving our history and then sharing it with the public. And it's just so much going on. And Becky, more than anybody else, you're aware of what's going on. You've done a phenomenal job with the bicentennial, and that certainly is history.
Mm-hmm. It is, and there's still programs going on. We have the rest of August and then September, and our final hurrah in mm-hmm. October to cap off the year. So there's lots of programs, and they are listed on our website, the city's website. You can go mm-hmm. directly to murfreesborotn.gov, and the homepage, they're usually highlighting storytellers and people that are talking about stuff that's gone on since the bicentennial. So there's definitely a comprehensive list of community activities as far as the bicentennial is concerned.
And what is the city's website address?
Well, it's www.murfreesborotn.gov.
Okay. And then you look for Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation?
Well, that's the homepage, and there's bicentennial stuff on that.
Oh, okay.
But then you just go to murfreesborotn.gov/parks, mm-hmm. and that takes you directly to Murfreesboro Parks and Rec. But you can still access it from the city's homepage because there's a tab for Parks and Rec.
Now, Marlene Sewell is also with us this morning, in addition to Becky Johnson and Melinda Tate. And Marlene has a whole bunch of fun activities for senior citizens.
Also brought surprise things and fun things to do for kids. But let's talk about seniors first, because, you know, we're just a big bunch of party people. So on Thursday, September 6th at 5:30, we are having our annual BYOS.
BYOS.
Yeah, you know, it's a take on that other one, but it's a BYO salad fixings, and then we're going to play cards. So the seniors are to bring salad fixings for 12 to 15 people, you know, like tomatoes or onions or eggs or something to put in your salad.
So it really is salad fixings. It's not
yes.
a salad. You're just
right.
bringing
your salad. Or, well, actually, you could bring your specialty salad if you have it, you know, like a pasta salad or a pea salad or whatever mm-hmm. that you and your family like a lot. And then we will supply the lettuce and the salad dressings. And the senior center is going to provide a few things, too. So, you know, it's going to be a great time, and you can register ahead of time by calling 848-2550. That's the senior center number, and they do all the registration for me.
And what is the date on that again?
September 6th, which is a week from Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Bring your own salad fixings.
Right. Well, you know, I try to come up with clever names, but don't always make it. But then again, on September 10th, which is a Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock, we're going to play with washers and nuts.
Boy, that sounds fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the nut. No. We're going to be making bracelets and necklaces out of washers and little hex nuts.
Okay.
So it'll, you know, something different, something they can try, something that's apparently becoming popular throughout the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to do that.
Do not put those in your mouth, though.
No, I think the seniors are a little past that.
Oh, okay.
I do hope.
Okay.
So I'll have all the supplies and things for that. But it would be nice if they would go ahead and pre-register over at the Senior Center. And then I went ahead and put in that October 25th, which is a little ways off, but, you know, to put it in their heads,
mm-hmm.
We're going to have our carnival.
A carnival,
yes. And we're going to start at 11 a.m. with lunch, so they do need to call the Senior Center, make reservations for that so that they can get their lunch also. And then at 12, we're going to go on over and play at the carnival. You know, the one that we're going to use for Halloween Barfield Bash, but we thought we'd get in a chance to play before the kids did.
Sure, sure.
So we're going to do that.
And is this at St. Clair?
Well, actually, no. That's going to be at Barfield Crescent Park.
Oh, okay.
The other activities are the craft classes and the potlucks and stuff are at St. Clair, but nope, we're going to have to go down to the Barfield and to the actual carnival to be able to play. And then Terry didn't mention this because she was doing Canonsburg, but on October 16th, which is a Tuesday in the afternoon at 1 o'clock, we're going to be, she's going to lead our copper enameling class again, and the seniors really like that. So if you haven't done that before, or if you just want to refresh a course or want a chance to try it again or want to make some more pieces since we're getting close to the holidays, please be sure and sign up. And then October 12th, we have our annual fish fry and card party.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have a Halloween party on October 31st. And also we're going to start back up Bead Buddies and Loomy Birds, which is every Wednesday afternoon at from 1:30 to 3:30. You just bring whatever it is you're working on. Jewelry pieces, knitting, crocheting, loom knitting. Doesn't really matter. Just whatever you're working on.
Sounds like
bring
fun.
With it.
Right. Now, if people have any questions about any of these activities, can they give you a call?
Yes, it's 893-2141.
Okay.
And actually, that's the number where you could find Melinda and Becky, too.
Okay.
We're all at the same office.
So nobody
the same
hides?
No.
Okay.
Nobody hides. We're all there.
Okay. So learn about these activities for senior citizens. Learn about the Greenway. Learn about history. Whatever it is.
Right, yes.
Okay.
But then we're also doing craft classes for kids.
Okay.
Our families, yes.
Tell us about that.
So we're going to start on September 4th with bubble ones. And that's at 4:30 to 6, so that mm-hmm. they have time to rest for a few minutes after school, do a little of your homework, come over and play, and then still make it home in time for dinner. Parents are expected to stay with their children. And bubble ones on the 4th, which is Tuesday, is 4 to 5. Then we're going to do it again on Wednesday, same time, for 6 to 10-year-olds. And then we'll have some bubble liquid there, too, where they can practice their bubbles and see how that goes. On September 13th, there's a loom knitting class for adults and seniors, and that's at 10 a.m. in the morning. And there is a $4 fee for children, for adults, and $3 for the kids. And there's a $3 fee for the bead wands, too.
Mm-hmm.
But they can call and make the reservation with me and then bring the money that afternoon. We're going to make holiday decorations on October 2nd. We're going to do Halloween shrink art for older children from 11 to 15 on October 4th at 10. Because, you know, that's the week they're off school. So I thought we'll fit in a little bit. The craft classes are all held at the Art League at Cannonsburg. They're very kind to share their space with me. We're going to do Look for Circles Day on November 2nd, and November 6th, we're going to do more bracelets for teens. So all that information is on the website and in the Rec Connection, too.
So just plan on a fun fall coming ahead.
Right.
And thanks to the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. We're going to check on the weather one more time, and we'll be back, and we're going to talk about some fun things at the Wilderness Station. We're going to talk about adult dance series, including ballet, and some weekend warrior activities, and even more things to do on the Greenway. Stay with us.
This is Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Hey, if you're looking for some great furniture, I mean beautiful furniture that you'll enjoy so much, head over and see my buddy Perry Bell and Linda Ferris. They are there to help you at Bell Furniture. Not only do they sell first quality name brand furniture, furniture that's built extremely well, they also are there to save you money and see that you're happy. I mean, what more could you ask for? Furniture that's going to last, furniture that's built well, and then save you about half price every day. That is phenomenal. And they do that every day at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. Maybe you're looking for one of those sectional sofas. They have some beautiful sectional sofas. They have them in leather. They have all sorts of materials, the microfiber that are stain and soil resistant. Half price every day at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway. They also have Jameson mattresses, half price, and that includes the Marriott mattress, the one that they use in the Marriott hotel chain that everybody's raving about. Half price, these Jameson mattresses at Bell Furniture. They have the recliners. They have a little bit of everything. And Perry proudly says, everything we sell is American-made. Head over there. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. Bell Furniture.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Want a greener, longer-lasting grass? Try 5-Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed and grow a lush green lawn. 5-Star Fescue is a top-performing, long-lasting, cool-season grass that is time-tested for color and growing conditions in the South. If you have had trouble growing a lush green lawn because of shade, drought, or the wrong grass, then 5-Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed is your answer.
Pick some up today at Kelton's on Old Fort Parkway near Gresham Lane and ask for John.
Across the forecast area, partly sunny skies, a high near 90. We'll have a north wind between 5 and 10. Cloud cover for tonight, low of 69 degrees. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Right now, 79.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
It's your midday catch-up on information. The Midday Report with Zach Trotman. Weekdays 11 to noon on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
If you're wanting to save some money, they're having a week-long Labor Day sale going on right now through Saturday. 10 to 50% off multiple items daily at A-Plus Liquidation. That's the one on Ridgely Road between Chili's and Chewy's Restaurant. There will not be an auction this Saturday. No auction this Saturday because it's the Labor Day weekend. But instead, that week-long Labor Day sale, don't you dare miss it. That is over at A-Plus Liquidation. I'm excited about that. I want to check that out myself. The week-long Labor Day sale today through Saturday. They're open 9 to 5. Head over there. A-Plus Liquidation. Welcome back, and we're talking about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. Understand some sort of squirrely activities coming up at the Wilderness Station starting on Saturday the 29th of September. What kind of squirrely stuff do you have over there?
Well, it's a new program called Feeling Squirrely. And I'm sure you can guess it's all about squirrels. Can they swim? Do they hibernate? Why do they chase each other? Do they really have bushy tails? All these things will be addressed at the Wilderness Station at 2 p.m. on Saturday, September 29th. The program is free, but they ask that you pre-register. So you would need to call the Wilderness Station at 217-3017. And they're also offering a couple other new programs that are kind of neat over there at the Wilderness Station. They will have puppets on the porch.
Puppets on the porch.
Puppets on the porch.
Okay, when will that be?
That will be Saturdays in September and October. So it's going to start this Saturday, September 1st at 3 p.m. And it's for all ages and it's free. You just show up to see puppets on the porch on Saturdays at 3 at the Wilderness Station. And then on Wednesdays, they will be having a new program called Tales and Trails. So it will be stories that your kids will love about our friends with tails. And that is for ages 4 to 7 on Wednesdays at 10:30 in the morning. There is a $3 charge for that, and you do need to call and pre-register. Our preschool programs on Wednesday mornings at the Wilderness Station really fill up, so they need to call on Tuesday to make sure they have a space. And once again, that's 217-3017.
There's just so many things going on here in the community, and you want to go to all of them. The adult dance series. Now, I see the first one is on ballet. Are you giving lessons in ballet?
Well, I'm not. I'm actually signed up for this class. I took ballet when I was younger, and this is for beginners, but it's been so long since I've taken it. I'm really looking forward to getting back to the basics of ballet. Mm-hmm. And that starts Wednesday, September 5th. It's a 8-week session on Wednesdays from 12 to 1 in the exercise studio at Patterson Park. So the first 8 weeks is ballet, and then they'll have ones that follow that concentrate on jazz and then Broadway. And in order to sign up for that, you need to contact Jane Ogg at Patterson, and that number is 893-7439, and just ask for Jane Ogg, or you can email her to get registered at jogg@murfreesborotn.gov. And there is a $25 a month fee for that.
Okay.
But definitely sign up, especially if you are an adult and always wanted to take dance or try out dance or haven't done it in a while. This is the perfect opportunity to get back into dancing.
You could get into Broadway. I mean, start in Murfreesboro and move your way up to the Big Apple.
Well, listening to Terry Womack, apparently we're quite successful at that.
So this could be your chance.
Correct.
Now, what about if you wanted to do some jumping and squatting and all these other exercises, is there an opportunity to do that as well?
There definitely is. Always have a huge variety of aerobics classes and whatnot at both Patterson and SportsCom, but one in particular is called Weekend Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little intense. They flip, lift, push, pull, press, run, crunch, squat, jump, lunge. Sounds exhausting already.
But I'm ready to sign up. Where do I go?
You pre-register at SportsCom. It's on Saturdays throughout the month of September for ages 18 and up at 8 a.m. So you just need to get up early. It's on Saturday mornings. Go out to SportsCom and definitely get your workout in.
Good way to start the day.
Yes.
Now, before we leave, do any of you, we have three young ladies with us still, do any of you have anything that we have not covered for the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department this morning?
We have so many things that we could sit here and talk about, but the big thing is our Fall Rec Connection is out.
Oh, okay.
I did leave a stack downstairs.
Fantastic.
By your front door. They can pick them up at all of our facilities, SportsCom, Patterson, the main office. And they are downloadable online at murfreesborotn.gov/parks. And they can just click on the little Rec Connection icon and download all of our programs. There's something for everybody just about every hour of every day, it seems.
Come by the radio station and get your personal copy of the Rec Connection. And thank you very much to Becky Johnson, Nikki Hensley, Melinda Tate, Terry Womack, and Marlene Sewell for joining us this morning and letting us know all the great things happening with the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Our county mayor, Ernest Burgess, will be joining us tomorrow. Have a great day.